Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And it looks like our governor, Josh Shapiro, has intervened in this story of U.S. Steel and Nippon and where we stand now with this really important economic engine in this region.
Yes, Larry. Yesterday morning, Marty Griffin reported that sources were telling him that Josh Shapiro was personally involved in this, that apparently talking with all the parties, not just U.S. Steel, but also the United Steelworkers and the Biden administration. Reports were saying out of Washington yesterday was going to be the day that President Biden blocked the potential sale to Nippon Steel. That did not happen, so that would lend some more credibility. Then later in the day, yesterday, the Shapiro administration releasing a statement that basically left no doubt that's exactly what's going on. So Marty had that first, and you heard it here first on KDK Radio.
Why is that important? Because we don't want this politicized, and yet it is in the moment, many believe. So they want to give this a chance. And as Marty and I discussed yesterday, Marty believes they want to find a way to keep U.S. Steel here in Pittsburgh and to get that money to upgrade the Mon Valley Works.
The statement, by the way, from the governor, to your point here, said the last thing we need now, and this is his words, is irresponsible political rhetoric and threats against the workers. And I think that pretty much indicates the direction that he's moving in.
And we believe that Josh Shapiro has some juice with the Democratic Party,
well,
especially.
Not only that, Larry, but Marty also said that President Biden was reportedly surprised to be getting pushback on this, that he thought that he had broad support for blocking the sale, and that's not the case. So I guess that they're having another look at things.
And it would, I guess, pay dividends to just let it breathe for a minute here until they figure it out.
Thankfully, we have a weekend for things to simmer down a little bit, and maybe people can make some progress in discussions.
Speaking of the weekend,
Kamala Harris is staying at the William Penn Hotel for a few days. I wonder if they clean up Smithfield Street temporarily during her stay or shuttle the vagrants away so she doesn't see them.
That's Colin Dunlap, our afternoon host, and yes.
So it's an interesting question that he's asking, Larry.
Yeah, and Marty was the first to identify that it would be the William Penn, the historic hotel in downtown Pittsburgh, where Kamala Harris is headquartered for the weekend.
And, Larry, as I learned from Marty, She's going to be in the presidential suite for these next few days. And that entire floor is obviously now out of bounds, but also the floor above and the floor below. Three whole floors of that hotel. A former Secret Service agent, retired now, Ron Layton, who's a good friend of ours, had some things to say about this. Here's one of them.
William Penn Hotel will be transformed into the temporary residence of the vice president.
Nice.
So what that really means is that every communications and security capability has to be recreated at the William Penn.
So that's a massive job right there.
Big, big, big job. And I'm sure that it's a big bill that they will get because it's not free.
Oh, can you imagine what they're going to pay to have space on three floors set aside?
Plus,
not cheap at all.
Marty and I also discussed, Marty said they have to import this bulletproof glass that they have to move around and secure parts of the hotel. So it's a fortress of the William Penn. And this all leading up to her preparation as Donald Trump also prepares for the debate that is Tuesday night in Philadelphia. And 9 o'clock on ABC and KDK Radio, we will be covering it in its entirety. We also have a team assembled kind of pregame leading up to the debate on Tuesday night.
And the format for that debate, just to make sure that everybody knows, is the similar to format that the Biden debate. Muted microphones, no notes, no audience.
I'm sure it will be a point of interest, regardless of your party, regardless of your political interest, just to see how these two battle it out on Tuesday night.
I would assume the people who even have their minds made up are going to watch anyway, just to see what happens, right?
Yeah. And Kamala Harris will come back the next day on September 11th to commemorate Flight 93 in Shanksville at the National Memorial. The Pittsburgh Steelers kick off the season in Atlanta against the Falcons, and there's some question now about who the starting quarterback might be.
Yes, Russell Wilson apparently is having a flare-up of this calf injury. He injured his calf. It was a strain, I guess they say, on the first day of training camp as he was pushing what amounts to a blocking sled to build up strength in the legs. And so apparently it stiffened up on him at practice yesterday. And now the question is, will he be able to practice today? Because that's going to determine probably to a certain degree, I would imagine it would determine whether or not Justin Fields is going to start. And for me, Larry, what this does is it reignites the entire debate that's been going on in Steelers Nation concerning should it be Wilson or should it be Fields as the starting quarterback. And there's been a lot of support for Fields, much more than I would have thought before.
I guess we'll see how it goes at practice, or as Coach Tomlin would say, it will reveal itself.
I guess Jeff will be there.
Yes.
Yeah.
My suggestion is Ben Gay. Use Ben Gay and wrap your calf and get out there and play.
Now, what I would do would be biofreeze. It certainly doesn't smell as bad as Ben Gay.
Good point.
Wow.
So that's what people are talking about. Last night, the NFL season kicked off in Kansas City, and the Baltimore Ravens were close, but too bad they lost. They had a toe tap at the end of the game, the back of the end zone, called a touchdown catch on the field, and replay revealed there was a toe touch to the end line, so no touchdown, and the Chiefs prevail.
That's a darn shame.
It is.
I know I'm all broken up over it.
Busted up over it.
You know, there are on occasion in the NFL occasions where I'm happy about someone losing a game, and
that's one of them.
This is one of those occasions.
The Ravens.
There's one that's even more special to me, though.
Oh.
And that's on Thanksgiving when the Cowboys lose.
At Jerry Jones.
What a piece of work that guy is, huh?
Oh, man.
Have you heard about the contract deal down there with Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite the situation.
So where does it stand today?
It's unresolved. They're going to start the season without a deal, without a new deal, so.
Aaron, are you going to watch the Steelers game Sunday? You're going to have to. Vinny's going to be watching.
You know I will.
Yeah.
And he has two older brothers, and I always tell them, it's really a scene when the three of them are watching the Steelers. it's a situation, but I will definitely be tuned in.
Well, by the way, last night, did you see who was in the audience or in the
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she was in a box, but she wasn't seated. They're making a big deal of this with Patrick Mahomes' wife.
Mm.
Apparently, they did separate things. She was with the Kelce clan, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. And they were wearing, yeah, his mom. I saw her hugging mom.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce.
She was close with the parents last night.
Yeah, and she was
That's sweet. That's good to see.
Right.
I love how they analyze every little thing about this woman. Like she was wearing a blue bustier or...
Yeah.
She's a superstar.
With red boots.
You know, I mean, that's what happens.
Right.
Yeah, this is what happens. They follow Marty around like
easily
this, too.
Easily one of the most photographed, if not the most photographed person on the planet right now is Taylor Swift. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, the NFL loves it. Don't let anybody fool you. They absolutely love it.
Oh, she's drawing attention.
She's doing them a huge favor. Yes.
Yeah, right. She's drawing attention they would not otherwise get.
By the way, Damar Hamlin, who played at the University of Pittsburgh, you know, that incredible story. It's now two seasons ago, when his heart stopped, cardiac arrest, is starting for the Buffalo Bills.
I saw that headline yesterday, and it just made me feel so good.
Wow. Actually remarkable. He says, Damar Hamlin says, it's the first time since his cardiac arrest that he finally feels himself again, physically.
That's great.
So he, you know, at a high level, you cannot play in the NFL, folks, if you are not in the best shape.
And what he's doing off the field in getting, what do they call these defibrillators? It's an AED, is that it?
Yeah, I believe you're right.
He's getting these out and having people learn how to use them.
Well, because of him.
Invaluable. And he's getting attention that issue wouldn't ordinarily get because of his profile in football.
Ohio passed a law saying that automatic external defibrillators, AED, must be in schools and sports venues. They must have accessibility. So he's had an impact. It's been a remarkable story. And Central Catholic grad, hometown native, and obviously a proud Pitt man, too.
And we're proud of him.
Yeah, Damar Hamlin starting for the Bills in Arizona this weekend. Facing James Conner.
Oh, that's right.
Plays
that's
for
right.
the Cardinals.
And, by the way, speaking of Pitt, you guys are headed to, Cincinnati?
Yes, the Cincinnati Bearcats. And the Big 12, old Big East rivals with the Panthers, will kick off at 12:03 Saturday from the university's stadium there, Nippert, historic Nippert Stadium.
In the Queen City.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. In just a few minutes, we're going to go live to AccuWeather, get a fix on this front that's coming. It'll transition us from what ended up being the hot afternoons, but we still have these cool mornings at 57 right now. It's pretty comfortable out, Paul, but we're going to get a little rain and maybe some thunderstorms as early as this afternoon. We'll get the details with Joe Lundberg, our meteorologist in charge.
And speaking of low temperatures, I was looking ahead into next week. Well, actually, even on Sunday, 45 for a low, 47 on Monday. Wow.
I'm going to ask Joe, about the possibility of a first frost next week.
Clearly,
yeah.
And then after the cool weekend, it kind of slowly warms back up into the low 80s the rest of the week next week. Perfect football weather on Saturday, sunny and 81. Yeah, that's next Saturday.
Yeah, we've got the backyard brawl next Saturday as West Virginia will come back to Acrisure. 3:30 kickoff.
That's what I was thinking.
Next Saturday, 72,000 people plus were there 2 years ago. The largest sporting crowd ever in Pittsburgh of any sport, of any event. So we're going to have more of the same. Meanwhile, it doesn't matter what the weather is in Atlanta Sunday at 1. They have a retractable little dome. They can open the Mercedes-Benz roof. And
how much of it opens, Larry?
It's not a full, you know, it's kind of like in Dallas where they had, remember they used to have
the hole in the roof gang.
Yeah. But they can seal it up if necessary. So either way, there's going to be a ton of Steelers fans in Atlanta for this game, including our own Lynn Hayes Freeland. I'll be anxious to talk to her on Tuesday about what the experience was like. But here's Coach Mike Tomlin yesterday as he faced the media horde.
Man, a really good work day today. Classroom this morning focused on some areas of special teams as a collective. But just in general, we're moving forward with the process, man, starting to get into some situational ball, which is appropriate on the regular in-season Thursday. We got a big day ahead of us tomorrow. Got some post-practice prep for that. Just like the overall tone of the group and focus, but obviously more of it is needed as we get closer to game time. From a practice participation standpoint, some of the partial participants from yesterday all really took a step forward. Most of them were full participants today. Russ Wilson was a limited participant today. His calf got tight, so we wanted to exercise some precaution. We'll see what tomorrow looks like, kind of go from there. Questions?
Mike, what are any long-term concerns about Russ's calf?
None.
When did he report to Titans?
He was a limited participant.
Like same calf as training camp?
Yes.
How much does that impact game planning for Sunday?
It really doesn't at all, to be honest with you.
Does he have to go get it looked at or examined by anybody?
We probably will, just to exercise an abundance of precaution.
Mike, what's your opinion of Justin's readiness? Everybody might have to go to him.
I'm extremely comfortable if that is the case, certainly.
Well, there you go. That was 1 minute of Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, very businesslike.
I love how he handles the media.
He's just, you know, matter of fact, we're moving ahead. This is what happened, and here's where we're headed.
Well, the key from that conversation for me is the question about, is this a long-term concern? And Mike Tomlin says no in terms of Russell Wilson's calf. So that's where we are starting the season.
And so Jeff's reports this morning indicate that we'll know this morning if he's able to practice where we stand.
If there's an issue that will prevent him from playing, now that's another big issue. And obviously, as you just heard, Coach Tomlin feels comfortable if he has to go with Joe Fields. And there's some talk that we may see him anyway in certain situations.
I think Bill Cowher even said that in his back and forth on CBS Mornings with Nate Burleson. And I would say this too. If it turns out that Justin Fields is going to start on Sunday in Atlanta, that's going to give the fans who've been clamoring for that the ammo they've been looking for. It's going to pour some gasoline on that fire.
Yeah,
there's a lot of support for him to be the starter.
So here's what Steelers former head coach and NFL Hall of Famer and hometown guy Bill Cowher said yesterday on CBS.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
They're going to be solid on defense. I still think they got the best defensive player in the league in T.J. Watt and Highsmith on the other side. They get that pick up Patrick Queen in the offseason in free agency. And Russell Wilson. I mean, they're going to get back to running the football. They got an offensive line that has not come together yet. I think that's the biggest thing. They will get better as the year goes on because of Arthur Smith's offense. He's going to try to feature the running game, the play action game to George Pickens. And there'll be a little package of plays for Justin Fields.
Of course.
Don't worry. We'll see him.
And there you have it. And Arthur Smith was the head coach in Atlanta, so there's some intrigue there. And Kirk Cousins was acquired by the Falcons. He is 36 years old, obviously spent his career with the Vikings, and they consider him to be a blue-chip player, so we'll see.
Well, he's also considered to be a sitting duck. He's not as mobile as he used to be. I have a sneaking suspicion that the big story coming out of the game on Sunday will be how the Steelers sacked him repeatedly.
Well, and the fact that Cousins is coming off a season-ending Achilles injury and entering, you know.
He's been a very good quarterback, don't get me wrong, but when you're a 36-year-old, you're not going to be able to run away from guys like T.J. Watt so quickly, huh?
And you know what people will be watching, too, this weekend? Aaron Rodgers. Who missed the entire season last year.
Can he pick it up where he left off?
With an Achilles issue.
Is it going to be the old Aaron Rodgers, or is it going to be old Aaron Rodgers, right?
We'll know when he comes out of his ayahuasca wigwam.
Out of a sweat lodge.
Yes, we'll find out. All right, we're going to check on that AccuWeather forecast for the weekend. We got some showers coming today. Live to AccuWeather's headquarters, meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Larry.
So we got a little something-something coming with this cold front.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I mean, there's probably going to be a line of thunderstorms that will approach as we get toward about 7 o'clock this evening. So, you know, from the city on north and west, that's where I'm most nervous about it affecting, you know, like high school football games. Areas to the south and east, it may hold off until 9 or 10 o'clock, so maybe we can get those contests in without any delays. But that's the time that we're looking at. And it's probably going to be some lightning and gusty winds, brief little downpours, but obviously the lightning is the biggest concern.
Yeah, when they see that, they got to wait, I think it's at least 30 minutes before they can, and it's usually longer. And sometimes last week on Friday night, a couple of the games, they just called it completely.
Yeah, so that's something we've got to watch out for this evening. That's with a cold front that'll come charging through the area. And it means business. It's going to be cool behind this thing for the weekend. We're not getting out of the 60s tomorrow or on Sunday, although it dries out fairly quickly tomorrow, maybe a shower early, and then some afternoon sun breaks through, more sunshine Sunday. Then after that, it's going to be a quick rebound, and next week is going to be fantastic. Once this front gets through and it dries out, we're going to go into an extended stretch a very dry weather. Very dry.
How dry?
Like no rain at all, probably for like 10 days.
Wow.
Oh, that's not good.
And we're...
No, it's not good.
And Joe, we're about more than an inch behind for the year? Was that what it... Or was that last month?
Last month, we had a good month. We had a good finish to the month, so we ended up being above normal for the month. But for the year as a whole, we're right around average, and we're right on the edge of where it's okay versus not okay. Southwest of here, they're in really bad shape across much of western West Virginia, southern and eastern Ohio, even to portions of Kentucky. Pretty bad drought conditions, and it's only going to get worse over the next couple of weeks across those areas.
Joe, appreciate the update. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's World Headquarters. Just want to take a couple of minutes, Paul, and introduce you to, you know, we talked about high school football games, and we also talked about, don't forget, the band. A lot of people just go to support the bands, too. And joining us from Gateway High School is band director Ryan Mosser. Is it Mosser?
It's Moser, actually.
Moser, okay. I want to make sure I got you right, Ryan. Because anybody listening that knows you will be like, hey, Lair, come on, man, you're a professional. So how many members do you have in your band at Gateway?
Currently, we have 64 members in our band, and that's including our color guard and some percussion in the front.
And this is, for those that don't know, this is an all-in effort you know, by you and all the students who participate, right?
Oh, definitely. We rehearse twice a week, and our band actually does some competitions. So we're frequently playing football games, and then on the weekends going on the road to play for other bands and see if we can score some points for our championship that happens later in the season.
You know, I remember my friends that, well, I was in choir, but my friends, a lot of them were in either symphonic or the marching band. The amount of hours that you guys put in, people don't realize how much time you devote to this.
Yeah, we definitely spend a lot of time. If you see the football team practicing, we're usually out there somewhere else doing the same thing.
All right, now, what's the hardest song that the band has to play? Do you do any Taylor Swift stuff, or what's your favorite?
Typically, our band is, we're a competitive band. So our hardest thing to do is what we do for halftime. We do a competitive show that ranges a wide range of music. And then usually we're playing the popular tunes in the stands for the game itself. But usually our main effort is for halftime.
So you have a lot of supporters, too, that come to the football games to see the band.
We do. We have a great band parents association that helps with everything that we need. They're traveling with us all the time, coming to the competitions, seeing us, helping set up. We have a show ourselves that we host, and they are vital for volunteering for that kind of event.
Now, will you entertain a guest participant, maybe with a harmonica or an accordion?
We've had some guest drummers before, that's for sure. I don't know that a harmonica could be heard, but, you know, we could always give that a try.
Where are you going to be tonight?
Tonight we're at Plum, and then tomorrow we're at Kiske for a competition.
Well, good luck, Ryan. Thanks for taking a few minutes, and a salute to everybody who participates in the bands for high school football. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Ryan Moser, the band director of Gateway High School.
It just isn't a great football game without a good band.
You know, I'm looking at Pat Septak, our news editor. He could jump in with his accordion, too.
Either that or do drum major.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroe. I don't know if you realize Marty Griffin was a drum major at Central.
I didn't know that. That's super cool.
Of course not.
He wasn't? He was.
No.
Oh, goodness. Anyway, let's talk about where you're going to be finding some slow traffic here this morning. Ross Police reporting the overnight paving along McKnight Road has gone into overtime. That means you will not be able to cross McKnight Road from Siebert. If you're traveling from the area of Thompson Run Road on Siebert, police are recommending that you avoid the area. Northbound McKnight is especially heavy approaching Siebert this morning. Parkway West inbound, heavy on the front side of Greentree Hill ahead of the Fort Pitt tunnels, and you're lining up on the Parkway East between Wilkinsburg and Edgewood Swiss Vale. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 7:05. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
You know there are 50 states, yet in just a week, last Friday, Donald Trump was in Johnstown. And we've had all the candidates crossing the city, the state, including Tim Walz in Pittsburgh through Moon Township. He came from Lancaster, went to Erie. Kamala Harris, President Joe Biden here on Labor Day. And now Kamala Harris basically living in Pittsburgh until the debate on Tuesday. Joining us, one of the voices you hear on KDK, Natalie Benzavenga, socially conscious journalist, media personality, and all-around great woman. And she joins us so you can see her on the radio via our video mix, kdkradio.com. Natalie, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Why are we so popular? Pittsburgh, I mean, we are so
attractive. We're just awesome here.
But it's really actually extraordinary. I mean, you have the Vice President of the United States currently, who wants to be the next president, living in Pittsburgh this weekend.
I mean, it's a great town to be in, but I do think it's a little bit more than, you know, just our French fries on our salads and the Steelers. I do think we are a must-win state in this upcoming election cycle, and Pennsylvania truly, I believe, is a purple state that could swing either way. There is nothing set in stone in terms of any of the candidates, in particular, of course, the presidential and vice presidential race. So it's going to be a hot one coming up the next few months. And I think all eyes are going to be on Pennsylvania.
And certainly all eyes, I think, will be on debate Tuesday, which is, for those that don't know, in Philadelphia, on the other end of our state. And that'll be, by the way, at 9 o'clock on ABC, and we will carry it in its entirety. And I understand you may be part of the pregame, we'll call it, leading up to the debate.
It's the first time I've ever been a part of a pregame, Larry.
Well, so much is at stake, I believe, in this debate, since the polls show the candidates are so close.
Yeah, this is an important debate, and I think it's an important one for both candidates, both former President Donald Trump and for Vice President Harris, to really be able to execute specifics on their ideologies and explain to the American people what it is that they're going to map out in terms of a course for economic development, for protecting personal freedoms, and protecting the environment. So I think they both have a tall order, but it should be very interesting because I think Harris has done a better job of explaining policy points than Trump has over the course of the past few weeks, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of name calling still. It'll be interesting to see how deep into the actual discussion of their platforms that we will get on Tuesday. And then right away after that, September 11th, obviously a significant date in this country's recent history. And Kamala Harris will be back at Shanksville at the National Memorial here just outside of Pittsburgh in Somerset County. So we will play a vital role in this process moving forward. What do you think, as a woman, as a voter, is the most important issue for women in this country?
Well, I definitely think it's the right to bodily autonomy, and that really should be the most important issue to everyone, regardless of whether or not you are able to, you know, be pregnant. And the reason for that being, we start there, and without that, everything follows. If you don't have control over your body, and the most important choice really you can make is how you want to live your life, how you want to achieve your dreams and your goals, if you don't have control over that, what does economic policy matter? What does housing policy matter? What does a living wage matter? None of that matters if you can't control your life. And we should all be in support of more personal freedoms. And I mean, the Republicans, I don't know why, but they should be really on board with that because they've staked their claim on that statement for years.
And I'm curious as to the turnout for the vote. I would imagine it will be good, but each candidate is counting on their base and that the people they've attracted to actually vote. And what's your sense?
My sense is when people come out to vote, Democrats win. And when people stay home, Republicans win. And that's just been sort of the track record over the years. So really, I think the onus is on the Democrats to get people who are either uncommitted or registered independents or perhaps just ambivalent about voting in general. I think they need to actually follow through with the ideas that they're putting forward and stop using them as carrots dangling on a stick every 4 years to get people to come out and vote and actually put policy where their mouth is should they win.
Kamala Harris has been demonized as a communist. How do you respond to that?
God, Larry, make it stop. I don't understand why people continue to use that trope. She is definitely not a communist. She is definitely a capitalist. I don't know what that word means to people these days, but no, there's no communist policy coming from the Biden, Harris, Walls, you know, sector of this country. I think that's just, once again, something that is a tired trope, and there are tropes on both sides of the aisle, but that is one that always gets sort of trotted out every few years. I don't even know if people understand what the word means, and I think it's lost all meaning.
That said, again, Kamala Harris in downtown Pittsburgh at the William Penn Hotel, which is now the Fortress, and it'll be interesting to see if she ventures out and where she might go if she does. So we'll follow that. And when can we hear you next on KDK?
Oh, I'm going to be hopefully on KDKA Radio this Tuesday doing a little pregame around the debate, and then I'm on every Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m.
Check out Natalie Benzavenga. Appreciate you being on with us this morning. Good luck, and I'll be looking forward to your pregame on Tuesday.
Oh, thank you. It should be a lot of fun. Thanks.
Here, a lot of people excited about the National Football League, including Steelers in Atlanta at 1 o'clock on Sunday on Fox. Last night, Kansas City hosted the Baltimore Ravens. It came down to the last second where it looked like the Ravens would tie the game, but a toe tap ruled a touchdown on the field was overturned.
Off to a good start for the year, huh? Yeah. Excitement on Thursday Night Football. And then tonight you've got the Eagles are going to be playing the Packers in Sao Paulo. Is I'm saying that right? Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Yeah, and this is the first time ever that an NFL game will be played in South America. It's a home game, by the way, for Philadelphia. 48, yeah, I mean, it's
ridiculous.
And let's see, 4,800 miles south of, you know, the Eagles State. Anyway, tonight's game is also the first time the NFL will play on a Friday night opening weekend.
That's right.
54 years. Check this out.
For the first time ever, an NFL game will be played in South America tonight when the Eagles take on the Packers in Sao Paulo, Brazil. It's a so-called home game for Philadelphia, nearly 4,800 miles south of Lincoln Financial Field. And Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts can't wait to get going.
So once in a lifetime opportunity, something to be very excited about. You know, the international stage, Brazil. From what I've heard, it's a very amazing place, beautiful place.
Tonight's game also marks the first Friday night game on an opening weekend in 54 years. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
And there you go.
Larry, the weather down there is going to be nice today. They're forecasting a high of 73 with partly cloudy skies. But then get this. Typical at this time of the year, Saturday and Sunday highs around 90. That continues pretty much to the rest of the week. So they're getting a break. The one day they're going to play is not going to be too bad, not too steamy.
Yeah, and the Steelers do not have a road game like that this year.
But they're going to be on the road internationally next year for sure. Is that a done deal?
No, I mean, that's not official. Official, that's just the word I'm hearing is it'll be their turn,
okay,
put it that way, to play somewhere. And there's some hope that it might be Ireland.
Yeah, my vote would be Dublin. That'd be great.
Because of the Rooney connection. Obviously, the late Ambassador Rooney spent, you know, years over there, and he helped. For people that don't know, Dan Rooney was an incredible person. He helped broker the peace in Ireland, but in no small measure. So, and the late Tony O'Reilly, who just passed, Anthony O'Reilly, this year, right? So Ambassador Rooney, and he, as ambassador, visited every county in the country, which I guess had never been done before by an American ambassador.
I wonder how many they have. Is it cut up real small, or do they have, like...
You know, I was in Ireland once, and I didn't count the counties, but I was in County Cork at one point, which is on the ocean. Of course, almost everything's near the ocean. It is an island, after all.
32 counties.
So, and he used to fly a plane.
Six of them are in Northern Ireland, 26 in the Republic of Ireland.
Mr. Rooney was a pilot and loved to fly.
That I did not know.
Oh, he flew.
Really?
Oh, yes. He flew. Oftentimes, he would fly from Pittsburgh up to Latrobe for camp. In fact, he had to belly land one time because they had electrical failure in the plane and he had to have an emergency landing.
I'm glad that was the extent of the trouble.
Yeah, he got out, you know, just like nothing, but no right. Big deal. Yeah,
You know, there's a good word to use when talking about Ambassador Rooney, unfazed. He took everything in stride.
I love that man because he was special and he treated people. He never wanted to... people to feel like he thinks he's a big shot.
No.
And he didn't act like it. He
was one of those people that bought into the idea that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
And he would walk many times over the years from his home on the north side to the stadium, back Three Rivers, and then, of course, Heinz, now Acrisure Stadium. And people loved him for that, you know? His dad was really one of the ambassadors of the city. Once the Steelers started winning, then he became an ambassador for the NFL in a big way. So,
oh yeah, one of the great pictures of the Chief is him receiving the first of the Lombardi trophies and the look on his face.
Yeah,
while he's holding it.
And then, of course, his son Dan, the ambassador, now Art the second, and now his son Dan is the fourth generation who's stepping up into the organization in a big way too. But excited about the season and excited to get it underway in Atlanta on Sunday. And as of now, Russell Wilson will be the quarterback unless his calf's stiff today.
Yeah, and we're going to be relying on Jeff Hathorn, who'll be out at Steelers training facility today to give us the early word on what's happening with Russell Wilson.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thank you for joining us. And I think it's safe to say all the schools are back in session now. We had a few stragglers join the parade this week. Pittsburgh Public a week ago. You got everybody back to school and everybody's schedules and with you have kids are typically upside down as you get back to school. So settling in for the weekend. And speaking of schools, the unimaginable happened again. And there is a new twist, though, to this story of the high school shooting in Georgia. And we'll start with CBS's Jared Hill.
CBS News has learned a search of the 14-year-old suspect's home showed that he had an interest in previous school shootings. Now, as authorities continue to try and figure out just how this tragedy happened, investigators say they have evidence that his father bears some of the blame.
A stunning new twist in the Georgia school shooting. Authorities have arrested the father of the 14-year-old accused of killing four people at Appalachian High School. Colin Gray is being charged with second-degree murder, as well as multiple counts of involuntary manslaughter and cruelty to children.
These charges stem from Mr. Gray knowingly allowing his son, Colt, to possess a weapon.
Investigators say the 54-year-old bought the AR-style gun used in the shooting as a gift for his son, Colt. The teen has been charged as an adult.
You never think something like this would ever happen. Not here.
Now the community is coming together to heal and mourn the loss of two 14-year-old freshmen, Christian Angulo and Mason Schermerhorn. Esther Matias is Christian's classmate.
He was a very sweet kid. He did not deserve this.
An eyewitness says 53-year-old algebra teacher Christina Iramy died after jumping in front of a student to protect them. 39-year-old football coach Richard Aspinwall was also killed.
I wish it was all just a dream. I mean, me and my team, me and my friends, we could all just wake up.
According to an incident report from the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, they interviewed the suspect and his father last year regarding anonymous posts threatening another school on the online platform Discord under a username referring to the 2012 Sandy Hook gunman. At the time, the suspect denied making the threats, and deputies determined there was not enough probable cause to make an arrest.
Going back to the victims here, of the nine who were hospitalized with gunshot wounds, at least seven have been released and all are expected to make a full recovery.
CBS's Jared Hill. When you see the faces of the victims and then you realize the families and all those affected, as we discussed yesterday, Paul, that's when it hits the second wave.
And now there's something even more disturbing to share about this story. Exclusive details about the shooter's family have emerged on the New York Post website. And it's really sad, the story that I'm seeing here. The kid's mother, Colt Gray's mother, Marcy, 43-year-old, a lengthy rap sheet with drug and domestic violence arrests. Lawrence Vickers lived next door to the Grays in Jefferson, Georgia, said there were problems immediately when the Grays and their three children moved into the neighborhood. She said there were nights when the mother would lock the boy and his sister out of the house. They'd be banging on the back door, screaming for their mother and crying. No clean clothes, constant abuse, quote unquote. Maternal grandfather told CNN Thursday that he was a good kid who lived in an environment that was hostile. He said his dad beat up on him, screaming and hollering, did the same to my daughter, he said. Said the boy didn't show any outward anger issues, was obviously troubled. And there you go. And then yesterday, as we heard in the report, the the father was charged. He bought him an AR-15 for Christmas just months after the authorities came and interviewed the father and son concerned about social media posts that dealt with this horrible thing that unfolded in Georgia.
And 14 years old. And the new twist to this story, though, is that parents of minors are now going to face, in this case, charges, second-degree murder charges.
Just like that couple in Michigan.
To my knowledge, that couple in Michigan was the first.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see
it's a trend now.
So yep. If there's a parent in this case where you have had issues before and the parent doesn't do the right thing, they're being held culpable as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So
maybe that'll help, Larry.
Maybe.
I know that there was a call yesterday. I think J.D. Vance made a comment that, and you touched on this yourself, about improving security in schools. Whether that's detectors or, hardening the entrances, that kind of thing, perhaps that's the next best thing we can do. Because, I mean, how do you fix what I just described in that family situation in Georgia?
Well,
I mean, who among us can fix that?
Is right. And that's the genesis of a lot of issues where the parents themselves are sideways. It's not, one parent or the other necessarily, but in this case, sounds like both.
Yeah. And I would say, too, besides the dysfunction there and the victims, the 9 people who survived and are recuperating now, 4 people dead, 2 teachers, 2 students. But think about 1,900 students and their families, all traumatized by this. They're victims as well.
Coming up, unrelated, but related in the sense of shootings, last Friday at a pharmacy just outside Wolverina Woodland Hills has caused the district to put in new safety protocols for football games. And if you haven't heard what those protocols are, we'll share them with you coming up. If you're looking for something to do tomorrow, you can rev up Still got summer here. An afternoon of classic cars, trucks, street rods. It's Pistons in the Park from noon until 4, Allegheny Commons Park on the north side. They got food vendors there and a lot of great automobiles and trucks to see. You like that kind of stuff? I recently went to a museum and saw 80 amazing antiques dating back to the turn of the last century, Paul. The cars were just cool to see, you know, the evolution of where we've come from and where we are now.
The cars that I'm really, really into, late 50s through the 1960s into the early 1970s, those are the cars I, you know, I'll spend time looking at them, videos on YouTube. I follow a guy who's really big into car design. I think he's a former executive, and he'll interview retired designers, and he'll talk about the last one I watched was the 1976 Cadillac Seville. It was a huge success, a really big seller for GM. And the guy who designed it, gave it that classic roof line, talked about all the discussions that they had about putting that car together. I love that era of, it's when I was growing up, right?
I always wanted to, I think it's 63 Corvette split window.
Oh, those are beautiful cars.
Cool. Meanwhile, speaking of stuff to do, coming up right after the news with Paul at the top of the hour, the Irish Festival is happening this weekend. Starts today. We'll give you the details on that. Obviously, Friday Night Lights. We'll also check in with our own Dan Zangrilli, play-by-play voice of our high school football coverage. And speaking of high school football, Woodland Hills last Friday, there was an incident, a gun incident, just outside the stadium at the Wolf Arena in a pharmacy. And it created a panic situation because of it. And Woodland Hills is instituting new safety protocols. And Paul, you and I talked about this early in the week as well, but I thought it's a good reminder because some other school districts are considering this as well.
Well, I know that Penn Hills is actually doing it as well. They have their own, but this is a long list of things that they're doing after this incident in Turtle Creek.
Yeah, student tickets sold at school, student ID required for entry, outside students not allowed inside. So unless you're with Woodland Hills or the team they're playing, you can't get in as a student. And no entry. What?
And then on top of that, right, they start the game at 7, no one gets in after the first quarter, and then once everyone's inside, Larry, everyone has to be heading for their seats or in their seats. They don't want people standing around like near the end zone, or you know what I'm talking about.
And now they
hang around a concession stand, that type of thing.
The clear bag policy that you have had for many years now for Steelers games or events at Acrisure, Pitt games, PPG paints, you know, all the major players have a clear bag policy. The question I have is, you're going to have people that in many cases are volunteers asked to enforce these rules. And so,
well, talk about putting people on the spot, huh?
Be patient if you're a fan with these new rules. Ah, yes. Time for the Pittsburgh Irish Festival, and joining us on the Big K Morning Show is Maren Patron, a nice Irish Italian flair there, or is it Spanish, or is Patron? Hi Maren, good morning.
Good morning, you nailed it, Irish and Italian.
That's beautiful. And I can see Maren on our video mix, and you can too at kdkradio.com. So I know you're busy, busy, busy. Thanks for taking a few minutes for us to kind of give us the rundown of what you've got going this weekend.
Yeah, of course. Happy to. Very excited to be talking with you.
So what's the game plan?
Yeah, so first of all, we're super excited to be celebrating again at the Cary Blast Furnaces, National Historic Landmark, excellent location for the event. The event is this weekend, starting tonight at 4 p.m., all day tomorrow, and then through 5 p.m. on Sunday.
And I'm looking at some of these artists I've seen. Donnie Irish, I love these guys, and I think it's funny. Paul, they call Donnie Iris the Donnie Llama. And the Donnie Irish wants Donnie at some point to grace them with his presence. And I just saw Donnie Irish, and he said, yeah, Larry, I'd love to do that. So anyway, that's this evening at 4:45. And Mike Gallagher, love him. Here's one that got my attention, Maren. Bastard Bearded Irishman.
Yeah, they're a great Celtic rock group. great Celtic rock group.
All right. So what are some of the other highlights for the weekend?
Yeah. So a few other entertainers I have to mention is Gaelic Storm, Screaming Orphans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Allie the Piper, the Drowsy Lads, really amazing groups. Also some other fun new things. We're actually having what we're calling a fiddle frenzy, and we're bringing all of the fiddle players from all of the bands that perform at the festival to do a show together tomorrow evening. So that'll be cool. That hasn't really been done before. I think people really like to see that. And some other exhibits. For the first time, we're having a stone lifting competition.
Oh, Paul, there you go.
You can come. It's got some Celtic roots, and you can come and see if you are strong enough to lift the stones here at the festival.
Maren, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know about the food.
Oh, there it is.
Waiting for us to get to my favorite part. So we are actually cooking, my family, my ancestors' recipes that they brought over to Pittsburgh from Ireland. We've got Irish stew, bread pudding, shepherd's pie, fish and chips, cold cannon, bangers and mash, Dublin coddle. I could go on and on about the traditional Irish dishes that we have at the fest in there. So
that sounds wonderful.
Will there be any Irish whiskey or beer?
Well, we will. And we're thrilled to have Dubliner Irish Whiskey. They're the new official Irish whiskey of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they're going to be featuring some specialty cocktails and some free sampling. So if you'd like to come in and imbibe a little bit for the taste of free sample of a couple whiskeys, they're going to be there. And of course, we'll have Guinness and Murphy's and Harp and Smittix and cider, and just a great mix for every style of drinker.
And yeah. By the way, this is the 33rd year they're doing that. You've got more than 50 booths.
Wow.
What do you want? You want back to the stone thing, don't
No,
you?
I want to ask about the times for each day.
Yeah, so tonight we open at 4, and if you get there before 6 p.m., you get in for $10 for the whole evening. We'll go till about 11 o'clock tonight, tomorrow 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., and Sunday we'll be open from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m.
I love it. This is good stuff. Now, what part of Ireland is your family from, Maren?
We're from sort of County Cork, but we're a little bit all over.
Those are my people.
Oh, maybe we're cousins.
Maybe. What's your maiden name?
Well, my maiden name is Patron.
Oh, it is Patron. I'm sorry.
Yeah. My family name was Smith. I have Smith, Flanagan, Cassidy, O'Donnell, Craig, all the Irish names you can imagine.
So my dad's mom's 100% Irish, from the County Cork.
Oh, wow. Look at that. I'm sure we've got some sort of connection.
As you know, there's a giant Irish influence here in the region. And I figured it out. When they came to America, they're like, this kind of looks like Ireland a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I think so. And they got, when they came to Pittsburgh, because there was a lot of great jobs. A lot of Irishmen worked at Carrickfergus, so it's kind of cool for people to realize their Irish ancestors worked here and the location of the festival.
Yeah, for those that don't know, where is the Carrickfergus?
So it's kind of splits the divide between Swissvale and Rankin. It's right on the river across from the waterfront area, so you're familiar with the waterfront property.
Right.
Just across the river there, so relatively close. You can see the Kennywood roller coasters from us, if that helps give some frame of reference as well.
Yeah, it's a really cool location. I know they're working on a film studio there for the future. So it's the Pittsburgh Irish Festival. Maren Patron, have a great weekend. And I'm going to sign Paul up for the stone lifting. He loves to be stoned.
I can't wait to see how you guys do.
All right, take care.
Thank you so much.
So, Paul, I had a chance to visit Ireland once, and I went to the County Cork, where my grandmother's family is from, and sat, I swear to God, in a thatched roof pub named Murphy's.
Oh, that's perfect.
And this family came in and sang Irish songs, and they explained the meaning behind a lot of the lyrics, including this song.
This is a very special song to me. My grandfather loved this song dearly, and it wasn't until just a couple of years ago, Larry, that I found out what the meaning of the music is on Danny Boy. It's a mother's lament to a son who's leaving, and she figures that she's not going to be around when he comes back. But when he comes back, she wants him to visit her grave.
And they were, constricted into, or whatever the, what's the word?
Conscripted.
There? Conscripted. Mm-hmm. Constricted. Come right. on, Larry.
When they say the pipes are calling, they're talking about the, right. The coming war, the battle.
All the able-bodied men had to. Meanwhile, NFL season underway last night. The Chiefs just got by the Ravens, and that's okay with us.
Yeah, the final play of the game, a Ravens receiver caught the ball in the end zone, but he had a toe on the line, and they called it a touchdown at first, but then the review, they waved it off, and the game was over, and that's that.
And Taylor Swift was a prominent guest.
Yeah, I don't know. They should probably have like a Taylor Swift cam count for each game. Swift How many times cam. That she winds up on TV? And they were making a thing, by the way, Larry, out of who she was sitting with. Well, she was with the Kelce clan, but not Mahomes' wife. That was she wasn't involved this time around.
Well, the suggestion is that they're on opposite aisles when it comes to the campaign.
Oh, okay.
Mahomes' wife, which I don't know if it's true or not, put out some tweet about Trump, and Swift put out something about Harris. So, but that may not be true either.
Yeah, you know, I think I speak for a fair number of fans when I say I really don't want to know that
I
stuff.
I really don't care. You do what you want to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let me enjoy your music and the football game, and you know, worry about the election on, you know, November, whatever it is.
And then you've got a Friday night game in Brazil. Now, this is really rare. Hasn't happened in 54 years.
A Friday night game, Larry.
Opening the NFL season. So you got Thursday night, Friday night. They'll give you college football Saturday.
And then wire to wire on Sunday.
Oh, man.
I mean, and there are people who go through the whole day and watch like three full games.
Any married guy listening who's still married has heard this. Is that all you're going to do all day is watch football?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I assume you've heard that at one point
or
another,
no,
right? Yeah.
No, me, no. Because I'm usually at the game, right? Whether it's Pitt. By the way, we're leaving today for Cincinnati. Pitt plays the Bearcats at noon tomorrow.
You've been there before, so I got to ask the question. Do you like Cincinnati chili?
I've never had Skyline chili.
Are you kidding me?
I've never had it. Oh, should I get it tonight?
Absolutely. Try Skyline chili. There's a number of Gold Stars, another one. I love Cincinnati chili. It's a thing. Some people don't care for it. When you say the word chili,
what is it? What's the difference between
the difference is very. It's a meat based kind of a gravy, if you want to call it that, and it has some unusual spices in it that you wouldn't find. They're like a Mediterranean, almost Greek flavors.
Skyline chili.
It's wonderful. I really enjoy it.
I guess I shouldn't have brought a white shirt.
And you can order it several ways. You can get it, you know, as a typical over, like spaghetti noodles with some cheese on, a big pile of shredded cheese on top. Or you can get it with beans. They'll add beans. You can get it with oyster crackers. And I think that's called a five-way.
I'm looking for, they said there's a barbecue place in Cincinnati. Is it?
Oh, I have no doubt there is. Yeah, that... I'm certain there's got to be at least one really, really good place for barbecue in Cincinnati.
Let's see. What is it? I'm looking at, what did they tell me? Was it Morelli's or Marlene? No, there's Marlene Lager House in Cincy.
Mm-hmm.
Sure,
you know, one thing
like that.
One thing that we share with Cincinnati is we both have Hofbräuhauses.
You ever been there? Okay, Skyline Chili.
Mm-hmm.
15-ounce can of Skyline Chili's secret recipe.
Mm-hmm. This chili tastes very much like the spaghetti sauce at my favorite restaurant in my hometown. There's a similarity to it. And as I remember now, the guy who opened that Italian restaurant was actually from Yugoslavia.
Ah, Montgomery Inn.
There you go. That's it, Montgomery Inn.
And they
ship all over the place, in fact.
Yeah, there's Montgomery Inn, the Boathouse.
Yeah.
It's on the Riverside Drive in Cincy.
I hope you guys get to do all of it. I hope you get to try all of it. And one thing you can do, by the way, with Cincinnati chili, which a lot of people do prefer, is to get it on a hot dog. They'll serve it on hot dogs with a, you know,
maybe I'll try
pile
that.
Of cheese. That's a really good way to go.
Now you're making me hungry.
Man, I am starving.
Hey, we're
first
gonna
we talk about all the good food at the Irish Festival. Now we're talking about Cincinnati stuff.
And we're waiting for our Oakmont Bakery delivery.
Oh, that's right. TikTok, right? Come on, Patrick.
Patrick O'Connor. Come on, man. We count on you. Dan Zangrilli's going to join us next to preview tonight's big matchup, the KDK Radio High School Football Game of the Week, powered by Bowser Chevrolet, McKee Sport, and TJ. Coverage starts with the Swartout Financial kickoff show at 6.
Second down and goal, handoff going to Hayes. Hits down over the 2 to the 1. They say he broke the plane. It's a touchdown, Aliquippa, and a touchdown for Tyke Hayes with 8:04 to go in the opening quarter. Aliquippa sets themselves up with an interception in a short field, and they are able to march it downfield, and they go 35 yards on a total of 5 plays to take this 6-0 lead over Bell Vernon.
That's the voice of our own Dan Zangrilli, who heads up our coverage of high school football and tonight's game of the week, powered by Bowser Chevrolet, McKee Sport, and Thomas Jefferson. Our coverage starts with the Swartout Financial kickoff show at 6. Dan Zangrilli, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How are you?
It's a good day for football. Well, of course, we may have active weather again tonight. I know it canceled a couple of games last week. You had to deal with weather, right?
Yeah, we did, and we were singing and dancing, and it's unfortunate we didn't get to see what was a really intriguing matchup of the two state champions going at one another. So hopefully that does not prevent or inhibit anything tonight, because we've got a really good one.
So it's Tigers against the Jaguars, both very proud teams with great histories.
They have typically met in week 9 for years, and they were conference opponents. And unfortunately, because of conference reshuffling, that these two neighborhood rivalries are not in the same conference anymore. And, you know, every once in a while, stuff like that falls through the cracks, but at least you get a non-conference matchup. McKeesport, believe it or not, has won 3 of the last 4 games after Thomas Jefferson had a really nice run of dominance. I think Thomas Jefferson is in a better place this year, not to say that under Bill Chirpak, the legendary former Panther, the guy who's won 9 WPIA titles, which is tied for most of anybody all time, he's got his Jaguars in a good spot. Really a coin flip game. It'd be hard for me to pick who's going to come out on top. So that's why we're going to do the game. That's why we're going to be there, and hopefully it's going to turn out and live up to the billing.
Yeah, Bill Chirpak has been extraordinarily successful over the years with his teams. And we see that, Dan, with some of these coaches who really, in his case, he spent his adult life after playing football at a high level helping kids.
He's been there for 30 years. He's 3rd all time on the coaching wins list in WPIL history, only behind Jim Render, 1. And a guy who I think he has an outside chance to catch, he needs, I believe, 32 victories to surpass Joe Hamilton, who was the Blackhawk coach for so many years. 30 years, 9 WPIL titles. He's got a handful of state championships as well. He is, if not the best all-time, most certainly on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, we have so many great connections here in this town when it comes to high school football, and you have been doing this for over 20 years now, and you've seen just about all you can possibly see when it comes to covering games, right?
You get to see a lot of unique things, and, you know, it's a lot of fun when, you know, it's quintessential Pittsburgh, right? In the case of Bill Chirpak, he's kind of born and raised in Steel Valley, got his coaching start under, you know, and with and around George Novak, who was at Woodland Hills for all those years. But before that, he was at Steel Valley. So, you know, what we do here at KDKA is Pittsburgh, and Bill Chirpak is most definitely, just listen to him talk, he's pure Pittsburgh. So it's been a lot of fun to cover a lot of his teams over the years, great games, and maybe we'll see something special tonight, as we did a few years ago during a McKeesport TJ game.
All right, now you have your team assembled. You got your sidekick, Coach Johnny Lee. You've got Donnie Football has been a new addition this year.
He's been incredible, as we knew he would be. the guy obviously is all things pigskin, and he's added a great element. He played offensive line in college, a really good high school player as well. So he knows his ball. He's bringing a really unique, fresh perspective and sound to the broadcast, and couldn't be more thrilled to have Donnie on the team.
And it all starts at 6 with the Sworn Up Financial Kickoff Show. Then again, powered by Bowser Chevrolet, KDK's high school football game of the week. It's McKee Sport and Thomas Jefferson with a voice, Dan Zangrilli. And by the way, Dan, want to give a shout out because the Dan McCann Luncheon begins every second Tuesday of the month starting next week. And you've been there. This is a great organization that really highlights and supports high school sports, particularly football, obviously, this time of year.
Yeah, and Larry, you were so gracious to invite me a few years ago, and it's really amazing. The A-list guests that they're able to get, a lot of times they're some really, really good Steelers, and we've seen, you know, all the local universities represented and the accomplishments of some other sports teams, not just high school football, right? We're so obsessed with high school football, but boys and girls soccer doing some really amazing things. And we get to highlight all of those accomplishments. You get to hear some incredible speakers. And it's a great collection of the old and the young coming together. Quintessential Western Pennsylvania, right? We like to, I just said that a moment ago. Well, this is that. And thank you for inviting me to these luncheons, and they're open to the public. So I would urge anybody who loves Western Pennsylvania high school sports to check it out, get to these luncheons, because they are really, really a wonderful thing that we have in our community.
Yeah, and that's Tuesday again at noon, Masonic Temple in the Westview area. So Dan Zangrilli, have a great game tonight, partner.
Larry, thank you, man. Safe travels to Cincy.
You got it. All right, Erin is our producer, and Paul, she's very familiar with a popular show. All right, Erin, tell us about this show.
Okay, so the show is called Hot Ones. It started a few years ago. It grew a lot of traction, and basically this guy, he's interviewing really, really big celebrities that are stepping into the limelight while trying 10 different wings with 10 different hot sauces. It goes up in heat level each wing.
Ah. So.
And you can believe them answering the questions. The answers get shorter and shorter.
All right. So here's Cam Hayward, 10-time defensive captain of your Pittsburgh Steelers, just signed a contract extension, getting ready for the season, and his first of the 10 wings.
I'm Sean Evans, and you're watching Hot Ones. It's the show with hot questions and even hotter wings. And today we're joined by Pittsburgh Steelers defensive tackle Cam Hayward. He's the 2023 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year, a 3-time All-Pro, and the host of the Not Just Football with Cam Hayward podcast. But how will he fare knuckled down in the trenches against the wings of death? Only time will tell. Cam Hayward, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Sean. I'm kind of nervous.
And that's totally natural. Almost all the guests walk in here a little bit nervous, but I know that you're someone who never backs down from a challenge.
Not at all.
What's your mindset like going into this interview?
My mindset was like, I don't think he really has the wings over there. I think he's just messing with me.
Ooh.
And so I don't really have a game plan. We're just gonna eat these wings, have some fun. I'm gonna try to make it to then. See how it goes. Do you eat the whole wing?
I'm gonna go wherever you go.
You sure?
All right, Cam, yeah, you set the pace.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's really good. Okay. It's a good start. Fill in my ears a little bit. Yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
So already out of the gate, he's saying it's a little hot, right?
They start hot.
And then you have, is this the hottest?
This, I think, is wing number 9.
Oh, boy.
This is Da Bomb Beyond Insanity.
Oh, shoot.
A product of Kansas City, Missouri, and I will warn you beforehand, it's powerful.
Oh, shoot. All right.
Stand by.
Yeah. Here we go.
The doom music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
How many? 2 million on the heat scale. Thank you, Andy Lindbergh. Oh, jeez.
He's struggling.
Don't
His face is red in the video.
Don't let Coach Tomlin know you're doing. He can't play. His tongue burned off.
Before this. Oh my gosh! I keep going back.
Why do you keep?
He keeps going back for another bite.
Because you're going to talk about me after I leave.
What a glutton for punishment, huh?
Cam Hayward, before the start of the season. We would be very upset if he can't play because his lips are chapped. But
so, Aaron, you watch the show, but are you a hot wing fan? I mean, you like it really hot?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I could never go on that show. Yeah. I overcome acid reflux.
Did you ever see the movie where Ben Stiller's sweating while he's eating, pretending he's not having a reaction with...
I do feel like, what is that movie? Hold on, I'll find it.
What's her name? Jennifer.
Aniston.
Yeah.
Okay, let me find it.
When you see the video of him sweating at dinner, you'll get... I had that experience at Kaya down in the Strip District.
So did I, actually, now that you mention it. It's delicious food.
They gave me the wrong number, so to speak. Anyway, by the way, coming up, getting you ready for Steelers football, we know Jimmy Pohl and the Steelers fight song from the old days. They still use it now. They brought it back, actually, this year and last year at Acrisure as part of the Here We Go warm-up. And, of course, Black and Yellow, and then you got Renegade. But I got a whole treasure trove of Steeler songs you maybe never heard. We're going to share.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.